I am calling 19 CF 20. It is State versus Jake T. Peterson. Or excuse me, Patterson. Mr. Patterson appears by video conference from the Barron County Jail, along with attorney Andrew Canock. Also here in the courtroom are his attorneys Richard Jones and Charles Glynn. On behalf of the state, District Attorney Brian Wright. Mr. Canock, does Mr. Patterson have a copy of the complaint in front of him?
He does. Okay.
Mr. Patterson, is your name, address, and date of birth correct on the complaint?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Patterson, you are charged in count one with on or about October 15, 2018 in Barron County did cause the death of James M. Kloss with intent to kill that person contrary to section 940.01 sub 1 sub A of the Wisconsin statutes, a class A felony carrying with it a upon conviction shall be imprisoned for life. Count two charges on or about on the same date. You did cause the death of Denise J. Kloss with intent to kill that person contrary to section 940.01 sub 1 sub A of the Wisconsin statutes, a class A felony, and upon conviction shall be imprisoned, sentenced to imprisonment for life. Count three charges you on the same date and place by force or threat of imminent force. You did carry JLC from one place to another without that person's consent and with intent to cause the victim to be secretly confined, contrary to section 940.31 sub 1 sub A of the Wisconsin statutes, a class C felony carrying with it a maximum penalty of up to a $100,000 fine and or 40 years imprisonment. And count four charges you with on or about the same date and place you did intentionally enter a dwelling without the consent of the person in lawful possession of the place and with intent to commit a felony, to wit, kidnapping while armed with a dangerous weapon, a shotgun, contrary to section 943.10 sub 2 sub A of the Wisconsin statutes, a class E felony carrying with it a maximum penalty of up to a $50,000 fine and up to 15 years imprisonment. Due to the charges here, I'm ordering a DNA sample to be collected, if not already collected, by law enforcement. Mr. Glynn or Mr. Jones, who's answering for defense today regarding preliminary examination?
I will, Your Honor.
Okay. And make sure you use the microphone because I have a digital recorder, reporter. Does he wish a preliminary examination?
Yes.
Okay. And is he willing to waive time limits today?
He is willing to waive time limits. We've reviewed that with him previously in person, and he will agree to that.
Okay. Mr. Patterson, are you willing to waive the time limits for a preliminary examination?
Yes, sir.
Did anyone make any threats or promises to get you to waive your right to a preliminary examination?
No.
Excuse me, your time for a preliminary examination. I'm sorry.
No.
And have you had enough time to discuss the waiver of time limits with your attorneys?
Yes, I did. Okay.
And Mr. Glynn, are you satisfied that his waiver is voluntary?
Yes.
I will so find. I've consulted with counsel earlier and found a date that works, February 6th at 11 a.m. Does that still work, Mr. Glynn?
Yes.
And for the state?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Wright, the state's recommendation regarding bail?
State is asking the court to set cash bail in the amount of $5 million. Mr. Patterson has no ties to Barron County. The allegations in the complaint are that he worked at Saputo Cheese Factory for 2 days. The only reason other than that for being in Barron County was to kidnap Jamie. State asks the court to look at the charges themselves. He's charged with two counts of first degree intentional homicide, maximum sentence on each of those counts, life imprisonment. The count of kidnapping, 40 years, and the count of armed burglary, 15 years. The state asks you to consider the efforts he took to conceal himself as alleged in the criminal complaint, the modifications that he made to his vehicle so that police wouldn't find him, including stealing license plates on the vehicle near Sirona, putting him on his vehicle before he went to the Claus residence, so that if police did see him, they would not be able to trace his vehicle back to his plates. The fact that he disengaged his dome light to make sure that no one would be able to see him enter or exit his vehicle. The fact that he purchased a mask. The fact that he wiped down the shotgun that was located at his house and the shells that were used to kill James and Denise by his own words so that no DNA or fingerprints would be found. The fact that it is alleged he shaved his face, all of his head hair, and showered before leaving for the Claus home so no DNA or fingerprints could be located. The fact that he turned his engine off, headlights off, to conceal his arrival at the Claus home. The fact that he had made a decision that he was going to shoot anyone inside that home, including children, because he could not leave behind any eyewitnesses. He indicated that if he had been stopped by police, it was likely he was going to shoot at police officers with the 3 shotgun shells that he had remaining. He kept the shotgun shell inside of his house for 2 weeks in case the police came. He remained in hiding after abducting Jamie for 88 days before he was apprehended. Your Honor, all of this indicates the defendant is a flight risk, a danger to the public, and he is unlikely to further return for further court proceedings without an exceedingly high cash bail. The state asks the court to consider section 969.01 sub 4. Proper considerations for the court to consider in setting bail would include the number and gravity of the offenses, the potential penalty the defendant faces, and whether the alleged acts were violent in nature. All of these factors weigh in favor of the state's requested bail.
Who's arguing bail for the defense?
Your Honor, we would just ask for a lesser amount, make no further argument, and if we'll have any additional things to say about bail, we do it via motion.
The court has reviewed the criminal complaint, almost 12 pages in length. I've considered the allegations as set forth, the possible penalties, which include life imprisonment, and find that substantial cash bail is necessary to ensure the defendant's appearance in court. I will set bail at $5 million. I will see you back in court, Mr. Patterson, on February 6th at 11 a.m. Anything else, Mr. Wright?
Your Honor, if I may address non-monetary conditions.
Yes.
Those would include no possession of firearms, no contact with Jamie Claus, no contact with Peter or Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Kasinskas, K-A-S-I-N-S-K-A-S, or their residence located at 14102 South Eau Claire Acre Circle in Gordon, Wisconsin, and no contact with Jean, J-E-A-N-N-E, Nutter, N-U-T-T-E-R.
Mr. Klin, any objection to the non-monetary conditions?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. I'm going to specifically order Mr. Patterson that you may not possess any firearms, you may not have contact with Jamie Claus, no contact means no contact in person, by telephone, in writing, by electronic means, or causing someone other than your lawyers to have that contact, no contact with Peter or Kristen Kosinskas or their residence at 14102 South Eau Claire. Is that Acres?
Acres, A-C-R-E-S.
Acres Circle, Gordon, or no contact with Gene Nutter. Do you understand that, Mr. Patterson?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Wright?
No, Your Honor.
And anything else, Mr. Glenn?
No, Your Honor.
All right, we're adjourned.